Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard, is anybody watching, and discovered the grim, grinning guys. Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. Keep looking over my shoulder. Our ghost hosts for this evening are myself, Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Greg. Guys, hold it down.
Please, please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. And no, nobody is sneaking inside. Go ahead and put on those safety bars, because we won't be doing that for you.
Watch out for Top Hat. What's the...
What? Top Hat.
What? That's definitely not his name.
What, Jaws?
How's it going, guys?
Top Hat. Is that Dr. Seuss?
Watch out for Dr. Seuss, guys. This is episode 58, and we are very conspicuous here in the graveyard, aren't we, gentlemen?
Inconspicuous.
I don't know.
Conspicuous is out in the open.
Oh, well.
Or inconspicuous.
We're hidden spicuous.
Okay.
We're illiterate is what it sounds like.
Well, they already know that.
Okay.
This is milestone episode. I still feel like there's somebody listening. Somebody's bugged this room, haven't they, Craig?
No. The Rock has.
I'm sure he has. Milestone episode 58. Because whenever I think of the number 58, I think of a true achievement.
Like what?
What?
It's just a large number.
Okay.
This is Grim Grinning Gossip, the first of many recurring episodes, right?
Again, I know I said this in the last episode. I do apologize ahead of time. This show is against my better judgment.
Well.
But not Matthew's.
That's assuming any of us have better
judgment. Well, again, that's
we already know a we point have no, well taken. We have no logic.
I think mine and Derek's feelings on this show rank right up there with Password.
What if,
so
I was going to say, what if I enjoy Password more than this show?
Well, everybody enjoys Password, Derek. I wouldn't prove much. Silly old Derek, as Bruin would say. So, yes, this is Grim Grinning Gossip. But before we get into the gossip, because I know you're all itching to hear what kind of Disney gossip the Grim Grinning Gossip
that everybody else has told you about.
Well, hey, and believe it or not, there's a twist, which we're going to tell you about.
Well, I'll be glad to hear this because I haven't heard this
before. Yes. We always have a twist.
Yeah, the pre-show stuff is non-existent anymore. We just wing it.
Exactly. Did we ever have an existent pre-show?
Hours of meetings, you know, in the boardroom.
What am I thinking?
Yeah.
We do want to share some feedback we got on Twitter. Earlier this week, we ranked the rides 47 through 25.
I know, this really is a milestone. This is the fastest turnaround on...
Yes, we did have some quick feedback on this one. This is from Alan. You can find him at AlDog39 on Twitter. He said, I will be starting a petition seeking a suspension of CRS Cubed, that's Craig, from the Grim Grinning Guys. Listing Primeval World at number 33 and Buzz Lightyear at number 27 is unforgivable. Somewhere tonight, E. Gilbert 23 is silently crying. I believe that's Alan's son. I think Eric is a big fan of Primeval World, and you dashed his hopes and dreams, Craig.
I did, but as I said in my comment, if tough decisions have to be made at times, and I'm the guy that's here to do it. So, I mean, I'm sorry he felt that way, but again, I made my decision. I'm sticking to it.
Well, that's why we're paying you all this money, to make the difficult decisions.
You're paying me money?
Oh, wait. Never mind.
Again, I re-listened to an episode the other day where I mentioned my contract, and I don't remember actual money being in that contract.
I enjoyed talking to Misty, Craig's wife, last night, in which she stated, and I quote, I'm ready to see some money from this thing.
Today's episode is sponsored by The Enquirer.
The National Enquirer?
Yes.
No, just the Enquirer.
Just the Enquirer.
This guy we know.
This guy lives up the road.
The Executioner?
Derek, tell the listeners a little bit about...
I really want to be as far away from this thing as possible.
Craig,
honestly,
why don't you tell them about Grim Grinning Gossip?
Grim Grinning Gossip is an idea that just popped in all of our heads.
No, don't you put me in this group.
And we just want to share some things that we think are really going to happen at Disney, but they may not.
I'm sorry, listeners.
Now, a few things you need to know, listeners. First of all,
can we also say that you hear all kinds of episodes of people sharing news and
oh, yeah.
And so that's what I'm afraid of.
We want to go to a different take.
This is not going to be just your average sharing of gossip.
No.
Because first of all, each one of us is going to start our gossip with the following. You didn't hear it from me, but... And listeners, you can't see us.
I don't even have any gossip.
But we're going to be looking over our shoulders while we ask the question. Okay, now here's the trick, Craig, Derek,
okay,
Matt, and the listeners.
You just talk to yourselves.
Give me a break. So it's going to be one of three things. It's going to be one, either an actual piece of gossip.
Okay.
Two, something that's totally fabricated that we have made up. Or three, something so outdated that it's not gossip at all.
Right.
It's not even news.
Right. Unless you've never been to Disney.
Correct.
Okay.
So
it's not, you said it's outdated, so it was news at some point. It's just not newsworthy now.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll start us off, and I'll say something, and you either have to guess whether it's...
Can I get skipped over?
Is it a real rumor? Is it a totally fake rumor? Or is it an outdated rumor? How about that?
Okay. Right.
And this could be like an hour-long show? Is that where...
we're trying to fill those...
Derek's hoping for 2 hours.
Well, only if we go straight into password.
So here we go. Okay. Grim Grinning Gossip. Are you ready, gentlemen?
We're ready.
All right. You didn't hear this from me. You didn't hear this from me, but...
Okay.
I'm sorry. But I just want to tell the listeners, we've been hearing this for 2 weeks. Every time we see you, you say...
I've been excited about it. I've been excited about this game.
Come on, Matthew. I got to hear it. I know.
You're chomping at the bit. You didn't hear it from me.
Okay.
But they're closing down the Jungle Cruise. And they're going to put in... one big themed pool that all guests can swim in for a charge of $5 a piece.
That's just something you hope is going to be true.
You didn't hear it from me.
You're just wanting to not have to leave the park to go swimming.
So hey, hey, is it a real rumor?
Why do you go to the other parks, Matthew? Why don't you just go straight to...
Is it a real rumor? Is it a fake rumor? Or is it an outdated rumor? What do you think?
Derek, I'm going to say that's a fake rumor.
I'm going to have to agree.
Matthew?
You would be correct.
I can't believe that.
But hey, you didn't hear it from me, in case it does happen.
Well, if it doesn't, can we blame you? Or we still didn't hear it from you?
You can blame me. I'll take full responsibility.
Okay.
Guys.
We are so prepared for this.
Hey, you didn't hear this from me. But my understanding is, from what I heard...
I love it.
They're going to take all the parks and combine their entrances where you have to go through Disney Springs to get to them.
Oh, man. I hope so. I hope it's true. But, Craig, believe it or not, I'm going to say that's a fake rumor.
I mean, the gondolas...
Logistically, that's not...
The gondolas are all starting there.
So you're saying you heard that's why they're putting the gondolas in place.
Right, they're all starting at Disney Springs.
And all the buses that... They're just going to close all the roads that go to the other parks.
Derek, you're right. That's not true. I just made that up.
Listeners, if you want to throw in your crazy rumor, feel free to use the hashtag Grim Grinning Gossip. So,
or don't.
If anybody's still listening, we want you to use that hashtag.
Oh, I've got to come up with one now, don't I?
It is your turn, Derek.
You didn't hear this from me, but I hear there's a guy coming from Missouri with a suitcase and a dream.
What's it? Who could, do you know his name?
It might be Walt Disney.
he's
heading to California.
He's leaving Missouri?
Yeah.
Craig, you got any guesses?
Well, I heard the same thing.
You guys have the same source.
Except he was also looking at some orange groves down in Florida.
So
after he did what he did in California.
Oh, so
Not immediately.
So you're saying it's outdated?
Yes, I think it's outdated.
Oh, is it?
Well, that's for you to judge.
Just what you heard, right?
Hey, I'm not giving up my sources.
Hey, you didn't hear it from me?
Uh-huh.
But there's a... Now, this is going off what I heard, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a make-your-own crepes station in the new France pavilion. With the addition they're putting on with the Ratatouille Rat, they're going to have a make-your-own crepes station or restaurant.
Hmm. That sounds realistic.
As opposed to the
rest? I know the answer to this, but I was going to let Craig go first.
I don't know. I'm going to say, yeah, that sounds like the truth.
But I have a question before I give my answer.
Okay.
Is it make your own crepe or build your own crepe?
I don't know. But my guy didn't tell me that much. He didn't go into great detail.
I mean, like, are they going to allow you access to the kitchen to make your own crepe?
Look.
Is it a cooking class?
The guy was going to get in trouble just for telling me.
I understand. That is real news. Real rumor.
It is.
Or I guess it's not really rumor. I think it's actual.
I believe I read that on WDWNT.com, WDW News Today.
And they are...
They're pretty reliable.
I don't know that it's been confirmed yet, but we'll just...
Right. It's not totally confirmed, but it is a real rumor. Craig looks like he's about to...
Pass out?
He is chomping at the bit to share this one with us.
I can go ahead and give one.
You got more rumors,
Dave? Yeah, I got one more.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. You didn't hear this from me, but upon completion of the outdoor seating at Cosmic Rays, they will not be installing air conditioning.
Wow.
They won't be installing it outdoors?
Nope.
I think that's probably real.
It's going to be real. Who told you that, though, Derek? Who did?
I thought we agreed not to give up our sources.
Is Captain right. Obvious sure?
No, he can't tell. He's sorry.
I don't know if I'd put a lot of faith in that source anymore.
Hey, guys.
Water is wet.
Guys, you didn't hear this from
me.
But
he is loving, this.
I understand that. I mean... The sources tell me that Toad's Wild Ride is not going to be there anymore at Walt Disney World. Now, guys, you can't tell anybody else that.
What do you think it is, Derek?
It has to be outdated rumor.
Outdated rumor, Craig. That happened in 1999.
I'm sorry, my sources are terrible. I'm sorry.
About as bad as Derek.
Hey, you didn't hear this from me either.
Oh, he's got another one.
But they're saying that ticket prices are now going to be based on what time of year you get the tickets.
What? That sounds horrible.
It sounds like something Disney would do, though. That
sounds right up their alley. I feel like that is an actual rumor, Craig.
That would be correct.
It's an actual outdated rumor, Matthew.
No.
They started doing that several years ago.
No. Not based on... He's saying
time of year.
He's saying based on when you buy the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
like so, Craig, explain that a little bit more.
See, I was
because this is actual news.
Yeah, that's actual news. You when you purchase a ticket, it's like it's kind of like airlines. If the further out you purchased, the cheaper to be.
Oh.
So like if you were to buy, so for example, we bought our tickets to go on our upcoming trip, 2 months in advance.
Mm-hmm.
In the future, if we decide to take a last-minute trip, it's going to cost more.
Correct.
As opposed to if you divide them 6 months.
Which I assume if they're good to do it based on airlines, they'll also run deals every once in a while for you to...
Oh, no.
Not Disney.
So Disney. Do you think that's going to make like the day of... Like if you buy a ticket the day of, that's going to be super expensive?
You know, I don't see how they can base it solely on the airlines because I think they'll hurt themselves by doing it if you buy the day of. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I just don't think...
What is the reason behind this, though? We talked about this a little bit the other day. It was they basically determined that they can charge whatever they want to charge, and people are going to pay it.
Right.
And that ultimately why
they they said they have found that they can, in small increments, increase their prices, and people could continue to come. So they feel like they're going to try this and see if it continues on. So Disney feels very good about what's happening at Disney right now. You know, and the funny thing is, us three really got more into Disney
after the recession, after, you know, Disney hit, because during the times when we should have been going, when it was a little bit cheaper, we weren't going, and no one else was going. But now everybody's going. They think they can play with their prices and still not affect the bottom line, if not even increase it.
Well, I mean, clearly their parks are packed all the time now, and when you throw in Pandora, Toy Story Land, Star Wars Land, that's coming down the pipe.
They increase prices every year, and it doesn't change anything.
Yeah.
I just wish that Disney could come out with a complicated system to purchasing tickets, like tiers, maybe.
I shed a lot of tears when I purchased the tickets.
They're already there.
So, guys, that was a pretty good source there, I'd have to say.
Yeah, that was good. What do you remember where you first saw that?
I saw it actually on a tweet. I think it was WDW something.
I think the first time I saw it, I saw it in the Disney Tourist Blog newsletter, I believe.
Okay.
By Tom Bricker.
That may be where I saw it, was through Bricker.
Guys, you did not. You did not hear this from me.
Okay.
It could eventually transform the Tomorrowland Speedway into like a Wreck-It Ralph / Sugar Rush theming. The Sugar Rush game from Wreck-It Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't hear this from me, but they could potentially... They may potentially retheme it into the Sugar Rush game from Wreck-It Ralph at the Tomorrowland Speedway. Hey.
Mom's the word.
If they find out that I told you that, I'm good as gone. Which may be what you want, Derek.
What do you say?
That sounds like it could be something real, but I'm going to say it's not.
I'm going to say it is. I say it's legit. A legit rumor.
I think it's kind of somewhere in the middle. I don't know. It's one of those that it always gets thrown out there by a lot of people.
I'm not sure.
A lot of people theorize that they would do that with it.
Okay.
But just
thinking on that, though, I'm not sure how Candy Crush area go with gas fumes.
I guess they'd retheme it to make it more fuel efficient. More eco-friendly.
Okay.
So that's kind of a... Maybe that's more of a wishful thinking rumor. For years, people have been hoping they'd do something with the Tomorrow. You've got the Sugar Rush. You've got cars. People have been hoping for a while they would just put some type of overlay on the Tomorrowland Speedway. And then there's plenty of people that think it just needs to be gone altogether. But
yeah.
Guys, you didn't hear this from me.
I'm terrible at this. I don't have any. Sorry.
If you repeat this, I'll know who told. Rider Swap is going digital. The entire party has to have their passes scanned, and then the return pass will be good for 1 hour time window.
I feel like the fact that sounded like you read it off of something means that it's an actual rumor.
From everything I've read with that, is just being it has... If that was the case, it would be over everything. But it's not. It's just here and there.
Well,
so that's what we think. It really is a true rumor.
I think a lot of that stems back. This whole thing is getting started based on the fact that I think people were taking Flight of Passage Rider Swap tickets and selling them on eBay.
Really?
I believe so. Have you heard that, Derek?
Wow.
I have heard that.
We actually used some Rider Swap passes when we were there.
We did. Well, somebody gave them to us.
Yeah, somebody gave them to us. Right. But someone gave them to us.
It's just like anything else that they've had to curve with fast passes, with the disability assistance system.
Right.
Or the disability assistance service. People were abusing the system, and so they've had to put all these guidelines in place. And so I think that's kind of what's happening with this rider swap system. The thing I don't like about it is they're saying that you may have to use it within a certain hour window.
Right.
And, you know, for people like Derek and I who use the rider swap quite a bit, that doesn't really fit in the plans.
And it doesn't sound like it. I mean, really, for the purposes meant for it, really didn't help you.
Not really.
For rider swap because it's meant for parents, so you can swap and ride. Yeah. So it really doesn't sound like useful to me.
Right.
Because you may stand in line. Well, with the rider swap, you're not extending.
Never mind. What do you think about it, Derek?
I'm like you. We would typically, one would ride, and we'd get the rider swap, and we'd come back much later in the day after we hit some other short lines.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and the point was to use it. A lot of times we used it like an old paper fast pass. We would use it when the crowds are big.
Right.
And another thing I heard is you can only potentially only have one at a time, which is a big bummer because there'd be times where we had two,
right.
three, four.
Right. And if we didn't use it that day, we could use it later in the week.
Yeah, because a lot of times they're good till the end of the month, except for Mine Train and Flight of Passage. So that's kind of a bummer, but it is a real rumor.
Yeah, well, it may not actually be, but that's just the rumor. I just got this.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Again?
You didn't hear this from me, honestly. What I heard was D23, because we have been so successful and have made such an impact now.
Yeah, this is fake.
They're moving to Central Tennessee.
This fake, fake, fake. I'm not even going to allow my
I'm not even going to answer that.
To entertain that.
And they're going to call it Triple G23.
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 Triple G23.
Oh,
it
my
has
goodness.
To be.
Goodness, goodness.
Hey. All right. Hey, you don't believe me? That's fine. You'll find out. Haters gonna hate, 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 hate.
Hey. A hater's gonna hate this show.
Hey.
What they gonna hate?
I've got one, guys.
Another one?
Yes.
Craig's on fire.
He is.
I heard that.
Craig has got better sources than we do, dude.
I heard this. Actually, I've heard Josh say something about this.
Uh-huh.
From EZWDW. That
so you just gave away your source.
You ruined the whole show.
He's one of the people that knows about it.
Oh, okay.
At Whispering Canyon,
uh-huh.
They're not doing shenanigans anymore.
Oh, I think that's a fake and real rumor.
I think mostly fake.
Why do you say that, Derek?
Because they still do shenanigans.
Yes. Isn't it one of those, it's like if they, well, they've always given the table the option.
Right.
But I think, especially now in the breakfast hours, they're reeling back on the shenanigans. Is that right?
That's the case. Yes.
From what I heard, is because of.
But, so you got the same source, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, but there's been this vocal outcry online about it
right.
from a lot of people. But
isn't it funny how, all joking aside, with a lot of these rumors, how people get so fired up about it?
And sometimes like Derek.
Yes.
I am fired up. I'm sorry. I've never cried at Disney World.
Then you have no soul. Hey, so Craig, you're a huge fan of Whispering Canyon. How do you feel about them scaling back the shenanigans? Do you care? Does it bother you?
Because
I know you've been a longtime fan.
It really doesn't bother me, but I think that's part of the fun, especially for the kids. I mean, you say ketchup, and everybody brings their ketchup to you
mustard.
From all over the place. Yeah, I mean, it's just a, they bring, the first time I was there, I asked for a refill, and they brought me a huge cup, which I liked, because then I never asked for refills anymore. Mm-hmm. But it's just, that's part of the atmosphere, and that's why you go there.
Yeah.
So I hope that's not the case, and they are continuing on with the shenanigans.
You didn't hear this from me.
Derek's got that look in his eye.
One more. But when the Ratatouille ride opens in the France Pavilion, we will be served by rats in the boulangerie, and they will serve tiny handfuls of ice cream.
That's got to be true.
The artisans.
That has got to be true.
Served by actual rats or
yes,
like
rats.
Character rats?
No, rats.
Because I heard they're
real rats.
I heard they're having training for the rats of the day.
You know, as badly as I think that's fake all the way around.
I've actually eaten in places I think rats were working.
I feel like there's a health code violation.
Have you not seen the movie? I mean, they tied the guy up and put him in the freezer.
I still think that's a health code violation.
Yeah, it's probably not true, Derek.
Oh.
I'm sorry. There are a lot of, again, rumors flying around about lots of different places, new places to eat around the pavilions.
Oh, yes. Lots of rumors.
Japan, there's a new one popping up, and I think over in
Disney Springs, there's a restaurant opening every other week.
So lots of true rumors out there. We just...
Sorry, we're not good at this news game.
Yeah, we need to stick with what we know.
I got one more.
What?
Oh, no.
This is the last one, and I've been saving the best for last.
Okay.
You didn't hear this from me.
Mm-hmm.
But much like the one in California, they're about to put a walk-through castle attraction in Cinderella Castle. And what I hear is it's going to be put in place by 2021 for the park's 50th anniversary. Walk-through attraction, Cinderella Castle. Book it. What do you think it is?
False.
I think it's false, too. I think there's enough room there.
That would be my reasoning.
Yeah, it's totally false. Made it up. Well, my source made it up.
I'm glad we're not keeping score or anything.
What is there to keep score of?
Oh, there's always a reason to keep score.
Well, fans, we hope you've enjoyed this segment of Grim Grinning Gossip. just remember, if anybody asks, you didn't hear this info from us.
I'm going to, honestly, please, they're going to wish they hadn't heard this episode.
Hey, if you tell where we got this information from, we'll lose all of our sponsors.
That's true. I hope that doesn't happen.
Probably for life.
You know, as you could probably tell, this was just an episode for have a little fun. It is a Thursday episode, so we always try to have a little more fun on Thursday shows. Remember Monday.
Fun? Who was this fun for?
It was. I enjoyed it.
I had fun too.
Just remember, on Monday, we'll be finishing our rankings as we rank the top 24 rides.
Now, that evidently controversial rankings.
Oh, it'll be controversial. Now, if Alan got upset with you for what you did, he's really going to get upset with you for what you did in the
top
24.
This may be the funnest two episodes we've done, I think.
I thoroughly enjoyed the ranking episode.
Yeah, I did too.
Now that the gossip is over, it's time for a segment we like to call...
Greg-ness.
Huh? I didn't understand.
Yes.
Greg-ness.
All right. Well, I guess it's my turn. If you could create and put in any of the theme parks a restaurant, a new restaurant themed to a Disney movie, what would it be and where would it be?
A whole new restaurant?
Yep.
Okay.
I would go to Animal Kingdom. I know Animal Kingdom's got some new restaurant in recent years, and I don't know where I would put it. Maybe just gut Rainforest Cafe, and I would turn it into a Jungle Book themed restaurant. Character meal, character dinner, Jungle Book. I think the Jungle Book could have more representation, especially in Disney's Animal Kingdom. And so I say just gut Rainforest Cafe and transform it into a Jungle Book themed restaurant, character meal. What do you guys think?
I kind of like that.
I do too.
Hire me, Disney.
I said kinda.
Yeah, he didn't say like
but that's
it.
High praise for you.
That is true.
Like if Derek gives something a 5 out of 10, it's like put in the Smithsonian. What about you, Derek?
Okay, so I'm going to go to the studios and we're going to do a quick service location. I don't really have a actual location for it besides the studios, though.
Okay.
Maybe over there in the commissary area. I don't know if you could put it in one of the back of one of those buildings or something.
Uh-huh.
Or take out the commissary. I wouldn't care.
Take it out.
I've never eaten there. But a quick service character meet.
That's nifty.
What do you think of that?
That doesn't exist, does it?
It doesn't.
I like it.
It'll be kind of a classics Disney characters from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. That are not represented really in the parks a whole lot.
Robin Hood.
Sure.
Great Mouse Detective.
I was thinking Fox and the Hound.
Fox and the Hound. Lovely. I like it.
And they would be maybe kind of split up where you take your order. When they take your order, you go and get your picture made. And then when your food's ready, you pick your food up.
I like that. Maybe even themed rooms, like with different...
Not no.
Dining rooms?
Well, yeah, you could do with it like that. Characters? Yeah.
What do you think, Craig?
I really like that. Especially, like you said, for a quick service to have, you know, characters you can actually meet. I mean, that's a new concept. I like that.
The person ordering would be the only one in the actual line, and then everybody else would wait until they finished ordering because you can't get your picture made until you're done ordering.
I think that's an awesome idea that they should figure out how to do. A quick service character meal.
I mean, it would be a different character every day, or maybe even every hour. So you never know what character you're going to get.
That's awesome. What do you think about that, Greg?
And I would say it would be two characters, at least two characters, one on each side of the ordering area.
Like you put a lot of thought into this.
I think they're going to be listening to this episode and stealing a lot of this stuff.
Yes.
Because they want to know about the rumors anyway.
We'll have to call our show lawyer. Talking to you, number four. Craig, what about you?
Where are we?
Good luck following that.
We forgot to mention Subpoena Watch.
I think I, too, would go to Hollywood Studios like Derek did because I think they need more food choices, especially themed. And I think I would do something along Mary Poppins.
Oh.
I think there's enough people out there that love Mary Poppins, but there's nothing... I mean, you can see her, but something actually... I would even go as far to say Mary Poppins and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, some of those same movies with those same actors involved in it and kind of have a theme along those lines. I don't know, you know, going from there.
I think I'd also go along another route, if you allow me to say one more, guys.
Sure.
Along golf, greatest game ever played, and do kind of a sports-themed where again, those characters are not necessarily people you want to meet, but just some sports theme based on their movies.
I mean, you got Remember the Titans. That's another
Titans. Then the Rookie
of the Year. Million Dollar Arm. There's a lot of sports-related movies out there. Angels in the Outfield.
They've got the ESPN Cafe, but I say do something in one of the parks based on all their sports movies.
Derek took classic Disney animation for quick service. You're saying take some of those classic live-action films and even classic live-action sports films and make it. So y'all giving a lot of love to Hollywood Studios here, or a lot of hate, depending on how you look at it.
I think Hollywood Studios just is a place where you can stick anything.
Yeah,
and it'd be okay, really.
Because it's movies.
That's kind of the park that it's turned into.
Right, right.
Well, guys, this was fun. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the gossip. I don't know if that'll ever come back again because Derek hates it so much, maybe it will. And we hope you, the listener, enjoyed it. Again, we have this podcast to help you plan your best Walt Disney World vacation. And while today might not have done that.
And while we skipped this episode, we'll get back on track.
Yes. We also
the rankings, but the rankings may not either, but I think they can.
Yes. But we also have this show to help you have some fun. And that's what the Disney theme parks are all about, is giving families a good time, allowing us to have fun with the people we care about. And we've had fun with you today.
Guys, you didn't hear this from me. No, there's nothing you didn't hear from me.
Oh, okay. Well, guys, if there is nothing else, we will see you all on Monday. And as always, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Hey, you guys. Hey.
Sorry.
Listen, this is big. This is big. You didn't hear it from me.
Mm-hmm.
You did not. You heard it from anybody but me.
Okay.
Why are you yelling at us now?
Hey, because you got to. I mean, it's serious.
You went from being soft and gentle to.
They're about to open this park.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Animal Kingdom. I'm just kidding. It's outdated. I'm not even going to let you guess.
Thanks for not letting us guess. You guys, I've got one more.
Oh, no. Late breaking news.
You didn't hear this from me. But Spaceship Earth is neither a spaceship nor the Earth.